Under a new bill, courts could grant grandparents visitation rights under certain conditions. The bill is being pushed after the murder of Dan Markell. I'm Robbie Gaffney. In Florida, grandparents have almost no legal rights to see their grandchildren. That's because parents have a right to privacy, meaning they can raise their child how they see fit. Exceptions include abuse, abandonment, or neglect of the child. St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandes wants to expand those exceptions.
Imagine your child is murdered, and the spouse is implicated in that murder. And you, as the grandparent, have no rights to see the children of your murdered son or daughter.
Brandes is backing a bill on behalf of Dan Markell's family members. Markell was a Florida State University law professor who was murdered in 2014. Since then, his children have been raised by their mother, Wendy Adelson, who divorced Markell prior to his death.
The heartbreaking reality is that there's nothing we can do to change the unthinkable.
That's Ruth Markell, the children's grandmother. A Senate committee played a recording of her testimony during a meeting to discuss Brandes' bill. His proposal would allow grandparents to petition courts for visitation rights if the grandchild's parent has been murdered and if their other parent is a person of interest to that crime. Kim Rommel Enright is with the Family Law Section of the Florida Bar. She says the bill infringes on a parent's right to privacy.
It would be fraught with problems if we allowed people who have been accused, not even arrested, to lose their parental rights because they're under suspicion or someone may think that they are being there may be an investigation. People are wrongfully accused every day.
Wendy Adelson's lawyer, John Lauro, is also taking issue with the bill. He says it never defines what a person of interest is.
It's a term that can have different meanings to different people. It could mean simply that, we want to get information from someone. But it's not defined, and that's a serious problem.
Lauro also says the bill is specifically targeting Adelson.
We have a Florida state legislator saying, we're going to change the law in Florida. We're going to direct it specifically at this single mom. But in the process, we're about to get on a very, very slippery slope because we're now inviting the courts and Florida prosecutors to override parental decision-making.
During the Senate committee meeting on the bill, members acknowledged the proposal could likely go before the Florida Supreme Court. But Jacksonville Republican Senator Aaron Bean says they should still pass it as a committee.
And I know our friends at the Florida Bar say we're in a dangerous position, but I think it's worth going there because of the benefit of that relationship of a grandparent is worth fighting for. And so I encourage you to stand with Senator Brandes and let's fight for what's in the best interest of children, and that is to have relationships with their grandparents.
Brandes' bill could also affect families where one parent has gone missing or is in a vegetative state. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.